Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 78, talking about the virtue, the respect given to other people's opinions and things of the like. It was taught in a brisa. Rav Yossi said, I see the virtue of the words of Rabbi Elazar regarding animal offerings, and the virtue of the words of Rabbi Yeshua regarding animal offerings. And I see the virtue of the words of Rabbi Elazar regarding mincha offerings, and the virtue of the words of Rabbi Yeshua regarding mincha offerings. I see the virtue of the words of Rabbi Elazar regarding animal offerings, for he used to say there is blood even though there is no meat. See the virtue of the words of Rabbi Yeshua regarding animal offerings, for he used to say if there is no blood, there is no meat. If there's no meat, there's no blood. And I see the virtue of the words of Rabbi Elazar regarding mincha offerings, for he used to say there is a komet even though there is no remainder. I see the virtue of the words of Rabbi Yeshua regarding mincha offerings, for he used to say if there's no remainder, there's no komet, and if there's no komet, there is no remainder. The key point to focus and to hone in on the fact where we say that there is the virtue to the words of this one, this sage, and there is the virtue to the words of this one. So many times in our own lives, when we have disagreements, or we have discussions, or we might have machlokas or arguments, we don't see any virtue in the words of another person. Someone who has different political views than us, someone who has different religious views than us, someone that has different life goals than us, we sometimes think and we don't validate, we don't see the virtue of their opinion, which goes to the idea we talk about a lot. Unfortunately, we hate people, God forbid, we should never do such a thing, but we make the awful mistake of hating people instead of hating their view, instead of hating their views, or really disliking their, or disagreeing with their views, really, best put. We can understand that people have different views than us, they have different viewpoints than us, and we might not agree with them, and they might not agree with us, but we should realize and remember that there is virtue to everyone's opinion, there is virtue to everyone's position, there is virtue to everyone's thinking and how they go about things. We might not agree with their actions, we might not like their actions, and we might be very upset or even hate an action a person does. That doesn't mean we hate the person themselves. Just as the Gemara talks about how each opinion has merit, each opinion has virtue, each opinion has something to teach us and something to give to us, so too in our own lives, we should learn the same about everyone else. We're supposed to learn from everyone. Ezehu chacham ha-lomed mikol adam, Perkei Avos teaches us in chapter 4, there's always something to learn from everyone, even if it's someone that you don't agree with their lifestyle or their viewpoints or their politics, or you don't agree with their view on an argument you may be having. Realize still that there is virtue. You can learn something from it and you can gain something from it. You know, if someone's having an argument and someone is very pro this and someone is very pro that, try to find what you can learn from it that can help you in your own life and can help the world at large. We have to get rid of all the arguments, all the discussions, all the disagreements in the world. Maybe the world could be more peaceful, and then maybe Mashiach can finally come. May it be really today. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 79 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.